Thank you. ανθρώπων, διαφθορά και ολιγαρχία. Αυτή η μεταπολίτευση αδειάζει τα μοίρα. Ο έλεγχος αυξάνεται και η ζωή στερεύει. Και θέλουνε για σκλάβο όλη μέρα να δουλεύει. Πάρ' το χαμπάρι, η Ελλάδα το κατήφορο έχει πάρει. Υπερχρεωμένη και ελεγχόμενη. Η πολιτική μας τη λέγατε φτηνόμενη. Γαμάνε τη ζωή μας να είναι καλά οι επόμενοι. Και πάμε πίσω, δεν ξέρω γιατί να πρωτομιλήσω. Ρουφιάνοι που ψήνομαι να τους χτίσω. Ίσως να τους χτίσω και φούντο στο λιμάνι. 300 ανίκανοι τσαρλατάνοι. Τσαρλατάνοι. Για αυτό μας βήμα χτύπημα για την ολιγαρχία. Ζητάμε ελευθερία, άμεση δημοκρατία. Ελπίδα και αλήθεια, θέματα παραμύθια. Η πείνα μας δεν γίνεται συνήθεια. Και κάθε μας βήμα χτύπημα για την ολιγαρχία. Ζητάμε ελευθερία, άμεση δημοκρατία. Ελπίδα και αλήθεια, θέματα παραμύθια. Η πείνα μας δεν γίνεται συνήθεια. Υπάρχει πρόβλημα. Πρόβλημα. Υπάρχει πρόβλημα. Πρόβλημα. Υπάρχει πρόβλημα να μην ελέγχουν τη μάζα. Ξέρε φυλάκου ετοιμάζαν. Μονίμη προπαγάνδα δίχως όρια. Σου λένε πως πεινά, πως ενεύουν τα περιθώρια. Για να σε εκφοβήσουν, το στόμα να σου κλείσουν. Εμέσα πίσω φως για να σε πείσουν. Πως αν δεν υπακούσα, σε διαλύσουν. Και φόρο στο φόρο μας, σαν σαν ένα που με φτάνει. Αυτοί θέλουν να γίνουμε ζητιάνοι. Full face και ρόπαλο. Να φτάσει το μαχαίρι ως το κόκαλο. Χτύπα τους μέχρι να δεχτούν νύχτα την ήττα τους. Κοίτα τους μαζί σου γελάνε. Στα τρώνε και μετά ξαναζητάνε. Στο διάλογο να πάνε. Προδότες, τουφιάνοι και μαμπότες. Που άμα τριμωχτούν κάνουν άνετα τις κότες. Μασώνει εργοδότες και το κακό σου στείλουν για πλοκές. Με άνθρωπο θυσίες σε μαύρες τελετές. Κι αυτό μας βήμα χτύπημα για την ολιγαρχία. Ζητάμε ελευθερία, άμεση δημοκρατία. Ελπίδα και αλήθεια, θέματα παραμύθια. Η πείνα μας δεν γίνεται συνήθεια. Και κάθε μας βήμα χτύπημα για την ολιγαρχία. Ζητάμε ελευθερία, άμεση δημοκρατία. Ελπίδα και αλήθεια, θέματα παραμύθια. Η πείνα μας δεν γίνεται συνήθεια.
Good friends, this is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from a little mountain called Burnaby, in a city called Burnaby, just east of the Big Smoke, Vancouver. Not so smoky, actually. Very green city, but still call it the Big Smoke. It's just a kind of figure of speech. Yeah, you just heard some music from places on this planet. The last one is from Greece. And they are a hip-hop band called Edespoto Runs, in my best attempt at Greek. And the track, Iparkse Problema. And yeah, that just came out a few years back, in the old 2011. Yeah, nice stuff. And before that, you heard Zombie with no E at the end. Ends in an I, Zombie. And yeah, brand new album from them. They are a crazy prog synth band. And the track Metaverse from their new album called Shapeshift. Yeah, really cool. That actually would have been perfect for Halloween, but it's not Halloween anymore. But it still works. And before that, Joanna Newsom. And the track Leaving the City, her new album Divers. So yeah, beautiful Santur in that, or maybe it was a dulcimer, and her on her harp. And there you go. Really nice. That's it, actually. That's the whole set. Next, we're going to hear another interesting woman from the U.S. with another great, great new album. And her name is Angel Deradurian. That sounds like a name from Mars. And she is previously known as a member of the group Dirty Projectors, very popular indie bizarro rock group. And in 2012, she left this group to go solo. And she is on a... Well, this is the thing that caught my eyes the most is she's on a label called Anticon. Anti-consumerist is what it stands for, and they're based in Oakland, and it's this weird new form of hip-hop that started roughly about 15 years ago, and it's like different than any other hip-hop, basically. How do I describe it? It's really cerebral and kind of dissonant, and the musicians are kind of, I'd call them more poets than actual like MCs. Anyways, Anticon, great label, and they've branched out since then from hip-hop to other things, and this is other things. So Angel Dara Durian from her brand new album called The Unexpected Flower Planet, Komodo, right here on Wandering Rhythms. Let's check it out. Wandering Rhythms, and you just heard some local bands. That was TV Ugly, the track Trash Party Island from their new album UCLA Yankee Cola, a self-proclaimed garbage pop band right here in Van City. And before that, you heard Skim Milk, the project of a clarinetist slash wind synthesist, Sam Davidson, also in other local bands, Brastronaut and Jaron Freeman Fox in The Opposite of Everything, and everything from Bach to Boards of Canada in his music there. So a new album by Skim Milk called Ghosts of Jazz, track called Snacks. And before that, you heard some more instrumental madness, a group from Slovenia called Koromek or Koromets. And they are a power sextet who blend metallic hardcore and chaotic improvisation, and they do it really well. So a new album from them called Punk Enough, and the track Ignoranka. And started off that set with Deradurian, the longer number, before those three short songs, and the track Komodo. So very nice orchestral pop music from her. And wow, it's 1 o'clock. It's time for a trip to... I'm not going to tell you yet. I'm just going to keep the suspense with these very short public service announcement before we jump into Africa. It is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF, and we are now going to go explore the music of Niger. Yes, Niger, you might say en français. And Niger was a French colony for the early 20th century, a fairly brief period compared to some other colonies, certainly, like in the Caribbean, where it's been almost 500 years that nations were under the control of Europeans. But yes, Niger is sort of a difficult place to get to, and, well, the resources aren't maybe as exploitable as in other places, so... So yes, Niger happens to be about 4/5 desert, and only down south is there fertile land in a place called the Sahel, which is in between the Sahara and the savanna down south, which is most fertile by the ocean area. And yeah, Niger, a nation of about 17 million humans, so that's a pretty good percentage, or that's a pretty big population for a place that's mostly uninhabitable, but most people live down south, near the border with Nigeria. So Niger is just north of Nigeria and just east of Mali. And it's funny that Mali and Niger look like almost the same country, like shape-wise. They look like sisters. And both of them are landlocked. So being a landlocked nation, it's a little harder to develop resources and to, you know, transportation. There's no ports. And culturally, musically speaking, Niger shares a lot of similarities with its two neighbors, Mali and Nigeria. And those are both hugely heavy hitters in African music and home to a lot of international stars. But Niger, more or less unknown relative to those two. However, there are some musicians such as Bombino, who are breaking out of their local scenes and traveling the world. And Bombino in particular seems to be the most popular. He has even played in Vancouver here a few times over the last couple of years. And his last album was actually produced by a fellow from the Black Keys, a very well-known American band. So yeah, putting Niger on the musical map. And, well, a lot of homegrown stars there. And the music, as with all African nations, is beautiful. A lot of different styles. The drums are hard-hitting. The strings are infinite. And the vocals are angelic. So you're going to hear a lot of different stuff. There are many different ethnic groups there. You got the Hausa. You got the Fulani. You got the Zarma. You got much more. You got the Berber people, the people who are famous for desert blues. So anyways, I'm going to just keep the music coming, or start the music at least. And I'm going to start with a track by a fellow named Sadu Bori. And this to me sounds a lot more maybe Nigerian than some of the other stuff that I'm going to play next. But it's really cool. And I like the kind of 80s feel of electronic drums and stuff. And with some of these songs, I apologize, like you're going to have to deal with some slightly not amazing high fidelity sound. A lot of these sound like they were dubbed from cassettes. So there's some glory in that as well, though. You get like everything sounds distorted, whereas maybe it wasn't intentioned that way, but it sounds gloriously antique and ancient, which is usually a good thing. So here, Sadhu Bori Dongo Maya is the track. So yes, enjoy your trip to Niger. We are diving right in.